The last bits of Hurricane Charley dissipated off the coast of New England today, but residents of Florida are just beginning what will be a massive cleanup. State officials estimate the damage could be as high as $11 billion. NPR's Philip Davis is at the Emergency Operations Center in Punta Gorda and joins us now. Philip, how are people there coping today? Is electricity restored?
Electricity is one of the first orders of business here. I just came from a briefing with the head of Florida Power and Light. He said they had deployed more than 6,000 crew people. He says this is not a disaster relief operation. They're almost starting from scratch here. There are stretches of road here where 200, 300, 400 electrical poles are down. Those poles are going to have to be destroyed, new holes dug, new lines hung before electricity starts coming back to the people. Outside the most intense hurricane zone, in places like Bradenton, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Petersburg, power is going to be restored early next week. But as of right now, about 400,000 people statewide have no power.
We've seen pictures of what looks like just total devastation in Punta Gorda. How bad is it if you drive out of that area?
You know, it's like, in the words of Craig Fugate, who's the director of emergency management for the whole state of Florida, Charley acted more like a 10-mile-wide tornado than a hurricane. What he meant by that is that this was a very, very focused storm. Instead of being spread out like a typical hurricane, the damage path was pretty narrow. And it moved very rapidly, like a tornado. And from the air, you can really see the sharp lines of the disaster area. There are mobile home parks that are destroyed on the inside of the tornado band line. And on the outside, not much happened. Just 10, 20 miles away in Sarasota, for example, people yesterday were having dinner in sidewalk cafes, and they had power and water. Whereas here, there's no lights, there's no electricity, and water is just starting to trickle back in.
I understand President Bush went to inspect the damage. Where did he go?
He took an aerial chopper tour to see the extent of the damage, and then he went and talked with some people in neighborhoods near Punta Gorda. He told them that help was on the way, that the Federal Emergency Management Administration was here, and that it was coming quickly. I think this is probably kind of a sensitive point with the Bush family because in 1992, after Hurricane Andrew, the first President Bush came in for a bit of criticism about the slowness of the response. President Bush said that the response is going to be much, much quicker this time, and emergency management officials say that the first checks to some of the affected homeowners are already in the mail.
NPR's Philip Davis in Punta Gorda, Florida. Thanks so much.
Thank you.